Jean Owen back with us after your visit, what, 3-4 weeks ago, wasn't it?
3 weeks ago,
yeah,
yes.
And we said at the time we wanted you to come back because you had the Figgy gig coming up.
Yes.
And that was the last Friday night, wasn't it?
It was indeed,
and
yes.
How did it go?
It went really well. We were celebrating all kinds of women. So mm-hmm. we had about 17 performers doing various things from singing, dancing, poetry, sketches, women from across the island.
Yeah.
And we raised money for Home Start. And,
fantastic.
We had a really good turnout. It was a really good event. Yes.
So if we set the scene, it's International Women's Day. I think I've mentioned that already, haven't I, Ross?
Yes, yeah.
Yes. Coming up this Friday, very important day. And you, it wasn't, I hadn't realised, it wasn't just one night you were doing. So you were Friday night in Yarmouth.
Yeah, Friday night in Yarmouth. I mean, the Figgy gigs are the first Friday of the month,
yeah.
which is why they're always ahead of International Women's
yeah.
Day. So we wanted to pay tribute to that anyway. We had a performance on Monday at Key Arts
mm-hmm.
with Chris Quinton's acoustic originals. And we're performing at Waverley Folk Club tonight at Carisbrook.
Okay, so...
one of our girls runs that.
People group. Haven't yet had a chance to see you. Tonight is the night. They can
it
get along.
It is.
Yeah. So at the Waverley, and what time is that going to start?
Well, the Waverley Folk Club starts at 7.
Okay.
So we'll be put on as and when.
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. So, and you've recorded a song, I believe, which we're going to have straight after this interview as our local music. So tell us a little bit more about how that came about.
So a year ago, I wrote the lyrics to a song celebrating all kinds of women. And that's the title of the song. And instead of it being a kind of downbeat, he left me kind of song, I thought, look at all the things we've done and how we can unite. And it was always a vision to record it.
Mm-hmm.
So, late last year I got together 6 other women and we rehearsed it a few times at Music Craft and then we recorded it there 2 weeks ago almost
mm-hmm.
In time for International Women's Day and in time to raise money as well.
Fantastic.
So, and that's available already.
Yeah, so yeah. People can download the song, can they?
They can download the song. If they go onto our Just Going page, mm-hmm. it's actually on there and it's a pledge and play idea,
yeah, okay.
that you, even if it's just £1 and you can hear the song. It's also on YouTube, it's on Facebook and it's on my own website.
Okay, so we will be playing that. Is this its first time on radio?
This is the first time
so
on radio.
So the debut of the song on radio here on Vectors Radio. And but if you'd like to pick up and listen again, lots of places, as you say. And I know at the heart of this is also some fundraising for a very special charity. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
So we're fundraising for Home Start Isle of Wight, which is a really important charity helping families begin starting out with any kind of issue, whether it's emotional, financial, just support.
Yeah.
And the reason we actually chose it as our charity is because it's 99% of the people there volunteering are women.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we did raise money for WOW, the Newport charity, but sadly they closed in
September. No longer
with
us, yeah, such a shame.
So we wanted it to be predominantly women
mm-hmm.
as a women's charity, in line with International
yeah.
Women's Day.
And as you say, I mean, Home Start have been around many years and
yeah.
are there for families when people have children and start out on the journey of a family,
yeah.
putting a family together in whatever shape or form that comes.
Yes,
right. They're there, like you say, because there isn't a guidebook, is there?
No, there
and
certainly isn't.
You know, I remember my own experience of becoming a mum. It's like you're feeling your way through it, thinking, am I doing my best?
Yeah.
You know, am I doing right?
And I think knowing that there's someone out there looking out for you is really, really important.
Yeah.
And it's a really important charity. The thing about... everything I do is based on the Isle of Wight, so
mm-hmm.
Home Start, they are their own independent charity
yeah.
on the Isle of
just
Wight.
Just for the so island, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so.
And as you say, that emotional support sometimes, just, you know, when you're a bit sleep deprived with a young
yeah.
child and somebody coming along saying, do you know what, you're doing a really good job
yeah.
and we can help you and make your life a little bit easier in some shape or form.
Yeah.
That sometimes you just need someone to be there for you, don't you?
Absolutely. I think it's incredibly nurturing and I think it's just so fundamental to beginning out in life as a family. So.
Yeah. And the big difference being that, you know, in this day and age, so many people aren't near family when they start their own family, it's not the, you know, the idea that you lived near your parents or your in-laws.
Yeah.
We're, you know, we're spread all across the globe now, aren't we? So there isn't always that family support.
Well, that's right. I think you redefine family for yourself, yeah. I think, in modern times. And I think having home, something like Home Start can really cement you there. I know they have kind of small group meetups, which are, and they do all sorts of things to help people meet up with other people.
So important. I remember the toddler group I took my daughter to was my lifeline for about 18 months because I remember sitting at home thinking, I'm used to going out to work every day. What do I do now? This child and I have to fill our time. How are we going to do it? Yeah. And finding the right sort of toddler group or group where you can meet other parents, mums or dads, and, you know, have your child interact is so valuable, isn't it?
It is indeed,
And I guess particularly post-COVID when people missed out on that opportunity.
Yeah, I think so. And I think when you find like-minded people, people in a similar situation, it's bonding and you kind of, I think you gain strength from that.
Absolutely.
And I think that, I think Home Start's about hope more than anything. And that's a really good message right now.
Yeah, and starting a new chapter, which in life is always a challenge.
Yeah, that's right.
So how much have you raised so far?
We've raised just over £500.
Fantastic.
And it would be nice to raise a bit more.
Yeah.
So we're going to be keeping the GoFundMe page open for the whole of March because it is Women's History Month as well.
Yeah.
So if you want to know, I can actually put it on Vectis Radio.
That would be lovely. We'll get the details and we'll put it up with the with the interview.
Lovely.
Absolutely. That would be great. And as you say, I know we were talking before we came on, times are hard for people. You know, the bills are going up. Goodness knows what the Chancellor's done to us today in his budget. Although we might get a few breaks. You never know. There's an election coming.
Hope.
But everything helps, doesn't it?
It does
even
indeed.
If it's 50p you can give.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Any amount helps. And also Home Start are looking for volunteers if you can't afford anything. If you've got a bit of time, a few hours a week, they would always be welcome to take on more volunteers.
Absolutely. And also a chance to maybe share your own experiences.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you tap into how hard it was and what support you got, maybe, like you say, pass it on.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
The legacy.
Yeah, really lovely. Now, International Women's Day.
Yes.
Now, I've been thinking about this, and I know a question that gets asked is, why do we need International Women's Day? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think I've got many thoughts on it, but to keep it brief, I think until we've got everything equal across the globe, which is kind of a big ask, we'll always need a day to remember where women are in history. And the fight's been going on for centuries, a lot of the things in the news today, a lot of situations women find themselves still in. I mean, we're doing better in the West than we are anywhere else, I suppose. But I watched the Sarah Everard programme last night, and it was distressing to know that any kind of violence against women is on the rise.
Yeah.
So nothing seems to be changing much. And until things do change for the better and forever, we're always going to need this kind of day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if 50% of the population are not getting, equality in so many fields, whether it be pay, promotion, education, chances in life, then we've got something very wrong, haven't we?
We have. And I think in the 70s we asked for 7 conditions to be met, and I don't think any one of them have been met to the full just yet.
And as you say, I mean, I was reading some statistics, and in the UK today, boys and girls go to school. There are so many countries. I think it's something like 130 million women across the globe who get no education.
Absolutely.
And that's a huge, huge issue that as a country we need to be able to talk to other countries, our partners in trade deals maybe or whatever, about what they offer women in their society.
It's so short thinking though, because if women were educated across the globe, just think how better off we'd be.
Absolutely.
As a globe rather than as a kind of little pocket somewhere else.
And of course we want everybody to have access to education.
Everybody.
And equal opportunity. So fantastic. I have got a little quiz for the chaps later on.
That's fantastic.
I've got some things they might not know.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I didn't know some of them until I looked them up and was going, goodness me, that is quite shocking. Just to put into context why having an International Women's Day is really important. And then Women's History Month.
Yes.
So is there anything going on for that that you're aware of on the
There's
island?
A lot of, I think there are lots of exhibitions, lots of things in libraries, lots of things in, I think, in schools, I think in, I know the Feminist Library in London are doing displays. I think there are a lot of things going on. I don't know whether there is on the island, actually.
And again, so often history is told from a male perspective, isn't it? And the role that women have played in, you know, whether it be great inventions or, you know, parts of history, often just isn't mentioned, is it?
Well, that's right. One of the things I wanted to get across in this song is just what women have contributed together. And it's not necessarily about a feminism. It's about being women together. Yeah. That's why we're called womankind, because not everyone needs to identify as feminist to be on the side of women.
Yeah.
I think that's something I think that gets in the way sometimes.
So a very positive message.
It's a very positive message.
Yeah.
And it's a message that I think we need to remember more and more.
Fantastic. Well, on that note, we're going to hear All Kinds of Women by Womankind. And thank you so much for coming in with us. If people can get to the Waverley tonight, that's your last chance to see this particular round of women performing.
Yeah.
So have a fabulous evening.
Thank you very much.
A real celebration of everything you've achieved so far. And please do keep in touch, because I don't think we've heard the end of all these kind of great events.
There'll be other things.
I look forward to hearing about them. All right, we're going to hear now All Kinds of Women. This is our local music for the hour by Womankind.